want to know what he's up to. What's he done? What's he hiding for? I tell you, it's driving me off the head with worry.
Now try to relax, dear lady. Sit back in the chair. Right back. Rest your head upon that cushion. And let us consider the situation calmly and peacefully. Take your time. Try to remember everything you can about this man. Even the smallest detail may be essential. Good. Now, to begin at the beginning. He arrived when?
10 days ago, sir. And he paid me a fortnight's board and lodging in advance.
Those are the usual terms, I take it?
Yes, sir. The usual terms is 50 bob a week, all in. He's got the small sitting room and bedroom on the first floor. Self-contained, as you might say. Right above my kitchen. More's the pity.
Oh, I must say that seems very reasonable. 50 shillings a week.
Yes, sir. Only he says to me, I'll pay you £5 a week, he says, if I can have it on my own terms.
£5? What did he mean by his own terms?
He was to have a key of the house. Well, that's fair enough. Our lodgers generally do. And he was to be left entirely to himself, never to be disturbed, not on any account.
Well, there's nothing so very extraordinary in that, surely?
Well, not within reason, no, sir. But this is beyond any kind of reason. He's been there now for 10 days, and neither me nor Mr. Warren has set eyes on him. And except for the very first night, he's never once gone out of the house.
Ah, he left the house that night, did he?
Yes, sir. And come back very late after we'd gone to bed. He told me when he took the rooms that he'd probably be late and asked me not to bolt the front door. It was after midnight when I heard him come in.
What about his meals? I presume he must eat occasionally.
Well, that's something else he was very firm about. Meal times he always rings his bell, then I have to leave the tray on a chair outside his door. He rings again when he's finished, and I take it down the same way. If he wants anything else, he prints it on a scrap of paper and leaves it on the tray.
How do you mean, he prints it?
Well, he prints it in big letters, not joined up writing. Just the word for whatever he wants. Look, I brought some with me to show you. Soap, do you see? Here's one. Match. This one he left for me the first morning. Daily Gazette. I leave it with his breakfast every day.
This is certainly a little unusual. Seclusion, I can understand. Why print? Why not write? Printing is a slow, clumsy process. What does it suggest to you, Watson?
Perhaps he wants to conceal his handwriting.
Yes, that's fairly obvious, but why? What may it matter to him that his landlady should not see his handwriting, and why such laconic message?
I can't imagine.
Well, it opens up a pleasing field for speculation. You notice that the words are written with a coloured pencil, violet tinted, and the edge of the paper has been torn on one side after the message was written, so the S of soap is partly missing. And that suggests caution, don't you think?
Caution? I'd call it carelessness.
No. The paper's been torn quite deliberately. There's probably some mark, yes, a fingerprint perhaps, which might have given a clue to the writer's identity.
Not to me. I don't know that much about fingerprints.
No. Tell me, Mrs. Warren, you described your lodger as of medium height, dark and bearded. What age would you put him at?
Youngish, sir. Not above 30.
There's nothing more you can tell me about him?
Let me see. He's well-dressed, quite the gentleman, and he spoke very good English for a foreigner.
Oh, he's a foreigner? He never mentioned that. Where does he come from, do you know?
Oh, he didn't say, and I didn't like to pry. Abroad, I should think. Yes, abroad, definitely.
Yes, and he never gave you his name?
No, sir.
Has he received any letters since he arrived? Any callers?
No, sir. None.
Yes, but I still don't understand. Surely you must see him when you go to his room to make the bed and so on.
No, sir. He looks after himself. He was very strict about that.
Good Lord. Certainly remarkable. And what about his luggage?
He brought one big Gladstone bag with him. Nothing else.
Whoever he is, the gentleman has not gone out of his way to be helpful. Does he ever send anything down from his room apart from crockery and messages? Does he leave nothing else on the tray?
Oh, bits of rubbish sometimes. The Gazette after he's done with it. This was on his tray one morning. I didn't know if it might be important.
Just a crumpled scrap of paper.
Turn it over, Watson.
Ah.